I thank you, Mr. Chairman. We welcome proposals that seek to strengthen the operation of Article 7 involving the international community's response to an intentional disease outbreak. It is a key element to the BWC and merits our serious consideration. As noted by our distinguished UK colleague, this is one of the agenda items that we really have a chance to concretise into effective action, both in relation to this meeting, but also to next year's BWC Review Conference. If we can mature this mechanism, we can help mitigate the risks of a catastrophic disease outbreak in the future. Your non-paper has set us on a sound path as it includes a number of recommendations which we have been discussing in the current intersessional program. The Article 7 obligation is to seek out and to provide assistance, as we know. It goes without saying that in framing any Article 7 response, we should be cognizant of the important lessons arising from the recent Ebola outbreak in West Africa. Hence, it does overlap directly with our Article 10 cooperation commitments, particularly capacity building objectives. Over the past 2 years, we have been encouraged at the positive proposals submitted by states' parties on Article 7, such as those presented by the UK on the UNSG special mechanism, the need to develop a strong command and control system in shaping any response, the South African working paper on guidelines on information that should be required, and that contained in the French Indian paper at the meeting of experts in August on the creation of a database. To conclude, Mr. Chairman, your non-paper has provided us with a very good start. It identifies some solid recommendations arising from the working papers noted above. We look forward to ensuring the current language is further refined and strengthened as we head into tonight's negotiation. I thank you.